Kamala Harris won the first supporting Green New Deal, with goals of providing economic security for those unwilling to work. By Hannah Knudsen on July 25, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris was one of the first senators who openly supported Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's DNY Green New Deal, which, a memo noted, aimed to provide economic security to those unwilling to work. In February 2019, Harris formally announced that she was proud to co-sponsor Rep. Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Ed Markey's DMA Green New Deal. What is particularly notable about this is that Harris, who ran for president that year, appeared to be one of the first Democrat contenders to endorse Ocasio-Cortez's specific legislation, rather than the mere ideals of the Green New Deal alone. That specific measure, pushed by Ocasio-Cortez and Markey, asserts that human activity is the dominant cause of observed climate change over the past century, also deeming climate change itself a direct threat to national security. As Breitbart News reported at the time, the proposal was actually nothing more than a far-left socialist wish list, where the lawmakers hoped to counteract systemic injustices. It calls for moving the U.S. to 100% renewable energy within 10 years, while at the same time creating a government-guaranteed job for every American. The bill proposes phasing out air travel, upgrading all existing buildings in the United States, and other radical proposals, without any plan to pay for the transformation of the entire American economy. The proposal would require the federal government to ignore deficits and, critics note, to print new money. And according to Talking Points, Ocasio-Cortez is distributing, the Green New Deal will also provide economic security for all who are unable or unwilling to work, emphasis added. While the legislation itself did not contain that line, according to the Talking Points distributed at the time, leftists hope to build on the original New Deal by guaranteeing a variety of freebies, including a job with a family-sustaining wage, family and medical leave, vacations, and retirement security, a high-quality education, including higher education and trade schools, and, perhaps most bizarrely, economic security for all who are unable or unwilling to work, emphasis added. This same memo claimed that the Green New Deal had momentum, with backing from 92% of Democrats. It then touted Harris as one of its ardent supporters. The memo read, "Nearly every major Democratic presidential contender say they back the Green New Deal, including Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Jeff Merkley, Julian Castro, Kirsten Gillibrand, Bernie Sanders, Tulsi Gabbard, and Jay Inslee," emphasis added. The memo also added that another goal of the Green New Deal for the next 10 years was promoting justice and equity by stopping current, preventing future, and repairing historic oppression of frontline and vulnerable communities. "We know that Harris supports those endeavors, as she has openly touted the importance of equity versus equality just days ahead of the 2020 presidential election, openly promoting socialism." Further, Harris is a dues-paying member of Third Baptist Church of San Francisco, and her pastor, Reverend Amos Brown, is a major voice for promoting reparations, even serving as a vice chair of California's Reparations Task Force. Harris has also stated publicly that she would support some type of reparations. The Green New Deal memo also said it was calling for a full transition off fossil fuels and zero greenhouse gases, explaining that it had a goal to get to net zero rather than zero emissions in 10 years because we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast. That aside, it remains unclear if Harris specifically agrees with the proposal that there should be guaranteed economic security for those unwilling to work. But she has continued to champion the Green New Deal while warning of what she describes as the existential threat of climate change. In July 2019, Harris proclaimed that U.S. must have and adopt a Green New Deal, promising to re-enter the country into the Paris Agreement on day one as president. Flashback: Trump, Melania doesn't like me talking like this, but Green New Deal is bullshit.